Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, here with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center drivers out there, Felix and the crew out there hauling that mail all over the place. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget you can check out our website too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer over there. And there's quite a bit of interesting stuff over there, so I'm sure you'll find something to entertain yourself with. All right, well, joining us right now from California, IA, where I know it's 95 degrees in the sun, it's our professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
What's the temperature?
Right now we've got 61 degrees.
61?
Yeah, cool down a little bit. Cool down.
They're going nuts here because the Rays won again. They swept the Baltimore Orioles. The Lightning won. So that's always a good thing. And, you know, usually we have one team that wins. They don't both win at the same time, but they did this time, so everybody's happy.
Very cool.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And folks, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, in lieu of everything that's been going on in the Ukraine in the last several days, all of a sudden, we find out that NATO has reset their plans long-term for the consequences they're going to be leveling against Vladimir Putin. Now, there could be a permanent troop presence along the border, Kyle, with the NATO countries that are there. And they could be doing that just to let Mr. Putin know that, hey, you go any further and you're going to have big trouble. We'll see.
Yes, this is a very, very important development, Captain. You know, back in 2014, when Putin invaded Crimea, that, of course, was a major issue for NATO. What's happened now, of course, has shown that you can't simply, you know, begin to relax or any of those kinds of things. In fact, Captain, you know, Putin could have weakened NATO if he just would have played the game of, you know, the world's changing and, you know, why spend all this money on NATO? We just want to do commerce and stuff like that. I'm surprised he didn't try to play that out more. But what's happened now, there will be a much stronger NATO. There will be a lot more money and a lot more resources. He's accomplished the opposite of what he wanted to do.
Well, he wants to be the big bully on the block and just steamroll his way through everything. And it's not going to happen. And by the way, the British Prime Minister was in Ukraine over the weekend, which was a show of support for Mr. Zelensky, the President Zelensky. And I thought that was really pretty neat to see.
It really was. There he was in Kiev, basically, walking along the streets and so forth. And, yes, a huge show of support, yes.
And it cannot be said that there were not British troops on the ground when he was there, because there were. I saw them.
Well, for his security, absolutely.
That's right. I saw him. Yeah. Yep. Now, the other thing is, NATO is urging its members to send heavier weapons to Ukraine in the fight against Russia and to step it up.
Well, that's exactly right. This is where we're making our stand in terms of the free world, because, as you said, Captain, Putin wants to be the big bully. He wants to go further. He has designs to do that. If we don't do this now in Ukraine, we're going to be fighting him somewhere else, maybe very close by, in the Baltics or in Poland or where have you. Because, again, he wants to move forward with this. He wants to be Vlad the Great and put back the Soviet borders.
Well, something else that happened over the weekend is the European Union chief is fast-tracking Ukraine's membership, which is an important step forward in eradicating the Russian rule. Now, this is the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, who offered the Ukraine a fast track towards European Union membership and asserted on Sunday that this is a very important step forward and taken to ensure the Ukrainian soldiers are not risking their lives so that their children will one day be able to live in a Ukrainian free of Russian rule. So,
right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's right, because Vladimir Putin changed the whole world. Now, of course, we all wish that he would not have invaded Ukraine because of the carnage and the destruction, the people who have died. But he has set the world on a different course in the sense of going against evil and aggression. And this is a good step forward, that's right, in order to fast-track that application.
Well, normally it takes years to join, but it'll be a matter of weeks, according to the German broadcaster Dershowitz, as well as the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who apparently was feeling talkative yesterday when he spoke to the Global Citizen, Hugh Evans, and he talked about what he knew was going on.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. And, folks, we will be right back. Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after these messages that are coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. We do appreciate that, and we do appreciate everybody that is definitely chiming in and opining. We got people all over the place here. Chat room, email, instant message, personal message, telephone, you name it, whatever. Holy smokes. But anyway, it is what it is. And, Dora's chiming in. Okay, she says, hello, Captain. That's Catwoman. Remember her? Kyle?
Woman.
Yeah, yes, Catwoman. Exactly. She's saying, hey, Captain, hope you're well. 52 degrees here in Englewood, Ohio. Have a great night. Stay safe. Catwoman and Road Dog. Yep, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting right here doing a radio show. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell and Company is just knocking out the sales again. I'm telling you, it's hard to believe. But he's got everything that you can think of on sale for discounting prices of up to 75% on his radio listener specials page on MyPillow.com. All you got to do is go over there, click on that page, go inside, see what's there. I'm guaranteeing there's something in there that you may not have seen before, because he's adding some new products all the time and getting rid of some of his older products, and he's doing it with just tremendously sale price to lower prices over there. Now, you'll always need a promo code. The promo code will be Captain. You can give him a call at 800-641-5459 if you would like. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget, MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page, promo code Captain. Jump on over there. See all the different things that he's got on sale. I'm telling you, it's just mind-boggling, Kyle, mind-boggling.
It really, really is. In fact, I'm looking at the Radio Listener Specials page right now, Captain, and it looks like you've got the My Pillows as low as $19.98.
Yep.
And if you've ever wanted a My Pillow, now's a great time. With the promo code, you're going to save a lot.
That's $10 below the normal price.
That's right.
With the discount. You're getting another discount on top of it. Okay, we're going to go to the telephone here. We've got a caller on the line. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. In reference to the European Union and NATO and Ukraine, and I think it's about time for us just to get out of NATO and let the European Union form their own organization and create, pay for their own defense, as England and France both have nuclear weapons and can deter. Russia can't wave the nuclear stick at the European Union like they could, say, Ukraine, who gave up their nuclear weapons. And why should we have to be involved over there? And if they somebody attacks one of them, then we're obligated to get involved with it. And we have no skin in that game, really. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Kyle, who helped found NATO?
Well, the United States, for one.
And who are the other countries, the major countries?
Well, I believe you have England, France as well.
Yeah. You had Finland.
Yep.
You had Norway, who came in later. But they were wanting to be in it to begin with. And these were all countries that have been directly affected by the Nazis and the coming scourge from the Russians, because they'd all been through the Berlin situation and all that stuff, and that's when NATO came about. But here's the thing. If anybody thinks we're getting out of NATO anytime soon, I got a mountain I'll sell them in the middle of Nebraska that's 10,000 foot high. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so. And especially, I would emphasize, certainly not now. You know, we had heard about countries and the amount of money and resources they put into NATO, and that's a good discussion because everybody should pay what they owe for NATO and so forth, and no doubt about that. But the need for NATO, I think, now has been pointed up as being incredibly important.
Well, NATO is going to be stronger than it ever was. We already know that Finland is coming in next. They're going to be fast-tracked in because, again, they feel that there's going to be a big threat against them posed by Russia, which I would tend to believe because of where they're located, plus the fact that they have been involved before in little small scrapes with the Russians that go through the straits over there just to the east of where they're at, correct?
Well, right. And, you know, one other thing, too, Captain, especially as our world transforms since the end of World War II, by the way, it's not going to be just about trying to do commerce because, you know, we've done commerce with Russia to a great degree, and so is Europe, and we have, of course, the pipelines and all that, but also with China as well. But it's not just going to be commerce that's going to keep the peace. And that's where organizations like NATO come in, because you're still going to have ambitious countries or leaders or governments that may try to upend that apple cart, as it were, and you have to be able to respond accordingly.
Well, even the Democrats are not talking about getting out of NATO anytime soon.
Well, right. It's there. There would have to be, I think, some pretty major heavy events on Earth in order to bring about the dissolution of something like NATO
and
the United States getting out.
Yeah, and I'm not saying never say never. It's something that could be done, but it's just not going to be done at this time and date in history because of what's going on with Russia right now.
Well, that's right. And as we look forward, depending on whether Putin sticks around, if his health or what have you, or he gets deposed somehow, even still moving forward, Russia is going to be suspect for quite some time. Those sanctions are going to still be there for a long, long period of time. And to regain any kind of trust, as Reagan would have said, trust but verified, is also going to take an awful long time.
Well, Ukraine's President Zelensky sent a dire warning to all of Europe over the weekend about Putin's aggression and who could be next on the dial. And it woke a lot of people up. I think it woke a lot of NATO countries up and the European Union when he said what he said, because he told them the truth. He said it could be any one of you that could be next. It might not be, let's say, Poland. They might skip by Poland and say, okay, it's your turn there, Romania.
Well, right. In other words, Putin will get what he thinks he can get. He truly thought he could get Ukraine. So he will alter his strategy based on that. Because he'll try to keep moving forward. He'll have to have something, even politically at home, even with the control mechanisms in place and the propaganda, he'll still have to have something that he can bring back to say, look, we're victorious, this kind of thing. And he'll expand where he can.
Did you see Meet the Press yesterday?
No, I did not, unfortunately.
I did not, but I got a report about it right here in my hand. Meet the Press and their panel slammed the Democratic messaging on the culture wars and said that it's a real problem for the Democrats in the midterms. Now, the Meet the Press panel slammed the Democratic messaging on the culture wars, with one panelist saying it would be a real problem for Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections. Well, no kidding. Did they just wake up and realize that is a problem with the squad and all that crap that's going on?
Well, I think yes, to a great extent, yes and no. I think to some degree they haven't cared because they believe that the messaging is going to carry them through, but they see the resistance and they see that it just doesn't stand up and people just don't buy it anymore, and they're really reeling from that, and they don't know how to get back on to something where they appear like they could win the election.
CNN, MSNBC, and NBC all say that they have their messaging wrong. They have to get their messaging back on track. And Chuck Todd was the first one yesterday with Meet the Press to bring up Florida, who said it was ground zero for the debate surrounding the parental rights and education law, which critics have dubbed the Don't Say Gay bill. Now, Todd noted other states, such as Texas and Alabama, were currently making their own versions of that legislation, which is true. In addition, a former state representative by the name of Curbelo, who's just a no-good SOB, in my opinion, Carlos Curbelo, because he's the one that did a lot of harm when he was... actually, he was a congressman, sorry. He did a lot of harm when he was in Congress. And when we were trying to go to war and take Saddam Hussein out of the mix, he threw all kinds of monkey wrenches into the works every time he could. But he argued that the Republicans are actually winning the culture wars. Here's what he said. That's just the way it is. You look at defund the police, you look at defund ICE. Now in Florida, you have this parental empowerment bill, which even Democrats like, called the Don't Say Gay bill. And that's true. There's a whole bunch of Democrats that didn't want this nonsense going through in the schools.
Well, right. They keep going a bridge too far. And the Democrats across the highways and byways, the rank and file, their party is leaving them or has left them. And so, of course, they're hearing the same stuff and they're saying, this doesn't represent my values.
Yeah. By the way, here comes the music again. We're going to another break. So, folks, hang on. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk some more about our great governor down here, Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, the people he's running against, he beats every one of them solidly. They better be careful what they wish for. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Anche farci stare una guerra di cui non si vede la fine.
Pope Francis has opened Holy Week with a call for an Easter truce in Ukraine. He celebrated Palm Sunday Mass before a large crowd at St. Peter's Square. Ukraine's top prosecutor says she's now investigating 5,600 cases of war crimes in Ukraine. Reporting on those cases, here's Eileen McHugh on the BBC.
Ukraine's prosecutor general says the bodies of more than 1,200 people have been found in the Kiev region since Russian forces withdrew from the area. Irina Venediktova told a British broadcaster that Russian forces were killing Ukrainians every day in areas they controlled. She said Ukraine had identified more than 500 suspected war criminals, including top military and government officials in Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, guess what? We got to tell you all about our friends at Relief Factor. And yes, I had a great time this weekend, and I was not in pain because I got off my foot. I kept my foot and my leg up in the air. I took my Relief Factor like I was supposed to, and I didn't have any problems, and the swelling in my ankle and foot went down. I've been hiking around a little bit today, not that much, just enough to say I've been moving. But my foot is doing much better, thank you very much. And this is what I have to do, because this coming weekend, oh boy, I'm going to be in Sarasota at a Second Amendment gun rally at the Robarts Arena parking lot. Now, we're going to be outdoors. It's going to be an outdoor rally, the Sarasota Sarasota County Fairgrounds Robarts Arena. We're going to be able to put as many people in that field as you can possibly think of. If we can get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people, so be it. You folks listen to me from all around the Southeast and the Midwest and wherever it is you're at. If you want to come on down to Florida, enjoy the nice weather down here, and come with some like-minded gun enthusiasts, you can come down to our rally on Saturday, which is going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But in the meantime, if you need a little Relief Factor to get rid of some of the pain that you've got from whatever pain it is that you're getting, you can check them out by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, by going to that website, relieffactor.com/captain, you'll be able to buy the 1995 Quick Start. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is actually good for you. Imagine that. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, the ingredients that are in it is what makes it 100% drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. And it works for me and has for the past 7 years. And it just might do the same thing for you to help lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain at the source. So, again, here's where you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Click on the little link there for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs. There's no club to join. There's no added cost to it. $19.95 is it. And then if you want to get on the program and take it, you can. But make sure that you take a look, because you're only, the packet you're getting is only a 3-week packet. Okay? So don't let that fool you when you see that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before I go to the caller, back to our governor, Ron DeSantis. Now, Republicans have taken the position that students who are learning to color and read and write should be taught about, or should not be taught about, sexuality and about gender identity, especially the young ones that are kindergarten to grade 3 or 4, and that the party has consistently been, or at least perceived to be, on the wrong side of the issue, so say some of the Democrats. Well, to that, I say the ones on the wrong side of the issue are the Democrats, because if I had a kid that was that young and they were going to teach him that sort of thing, him or her, that sort of thing, I'd be looking for the people doing the teaching, and they wouldn't be teaching anymore, if you get my drift.
Well, and again, this has broad support among Republicans and Democrats, in the sense that, no, they shouldn't have the subject matter there. But this is a real indicator, Captain, that the educators, at least those who are advocating this, they truly believe that this is really none of your business. You don't have the right to say what your child's going to be taught. They want to control that right, and that's a huge showdown.
The Democrats believe that this is anti-First Amendment to stop them from teaching the kids, that it's anti-First Amendment. And it's not. I mean, they're wrong on that one. And they're going to get their butts handed to them, because we know this, the whole thing is going to be challenged in court. But I'm telling you, I believe the courts are going to stand up for the parents and the parents' rights, because the parents have more rights than the damn teachers do. Hello.
Well, exactly. And yes, to say it's anti-First Amendment is a very, very bad reading of what the First Amendment is all about and who it empowers. Exactly.
All right. Now, we're going to go to the troublemaker in charge over there in Clearwater. So are you ready?
Yep.
Here he is, Mike in Clearwater. Go ahead, Mike.
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? So how messed up is this? The Biden administration says that probably in about less than a month now, that special thing that Trump put in, that they can keep the migrants from coming because of
Title
the health
42.
Emergency, they're going to let that expire. So all these people are going to come in. Some of them most definitely will probably have COVID, which will cause the cases to start to shoot up. And now they have an excuse. Oh, well, the COVID is going up again, so you got to mask up. And you got to, you know, I don't think they're going to let the mask mandate expire. And now they're telling us, oh, by the way, if you're 50 or older or have health problems, you need to get another shot. And in the fall, everybody's got to get another shot. So, you know, to me, it's like a evil conspiracy. By letting these people in, they're going to make COVID probably jump and go up even higher. And then that gives them the excuse to, you know, spout their BS, which they've done since the beginning of the pandemic. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Mike's got about half of that right, Kyle, because nobody is going to force a 50-plus-year-old person to go get another shot. It's contingent to you and your doctor and what your blood test shows you as far as your immunity is concerned. Now, if you have a weak immunity and you are then at risk for getting COVID, they will recommend that you get another COVID shot. But if your immunity level is up, guess what, Kyle? They're not going to say a word.
Well, as it should be, Captain, your doctor should have, you know, your medical your best interest at heart, and this is how it should have been even from the very, very beginning. It shouldn't have been politicized, but it was.
especially by the Democrats, the Democrats party elite. And so it should be between you and your doctor. Now, also, of course, to Mike's point about people coming across the border and now Title 42 will expire, a lot of that, though, too, is simply to destabilize the society, to continue to bring in a massive influx of illegal immigration, which will continue to erode away at the stability of the society. And that's they fully understand.
Clobbered Piven strategy on steroids.
On steroids, exactly, because they know the effect that it will have. And because I think this is really key. It's not about, you know, we just want people to come to the United States who are looking for a better life. We all understand what that motivation really is for a lot of people, but to the Democrat Party elite, it has nothing to do with that.
And folks, if you want to know what's going on right in front of your noses and can talk about it intelligently, go look up the Cloward Piven strategy and see what it says. And then look at Saul Alinsky's 13 Rules for Radicals and see how it's being implemented. They are doing it. They're going right to the letter of the law. They are doing it. But what was funny here was about a week or so ago, the Republicans got wind of something, and they turned around and used the Cloward Piven strategy against the Democrats. And it worked.
Well, as it should, I think, at this point. Yeah.
Well, of course it's going to work. I mean, they wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't working. But the fact of the matter is, and I get it, the New York Times was reporting that the Democratic backlash to Title 42 repeal shows the anxiety of what the migrant influx would mean politically. And there is a big backlash because even the Democrats are starting to catch the heat.
Well, absolutely. And they're terrified about the midterms.
Yep.
Even if there is fraud or fraudsters who are planning to do fraud, they will be very hard-pressed, Captain, to overwhelm the massive amount of Republicans and Democrats who are already angry and are going to vote accordingly.
Yeah. Now, Mike mentioned Little Dr. Fauci, and I don't have time to monkey around with the music there, but Little Dr. Fauci now says about the individual risk decisions that it's up to the individual as to the risks that they want to take. That's what he said. But he warned about the fact that they might be returning, might be returning to a mask face covering strategy.
Right. That's because I think right now most of the country is in what they call the green zone. And if we ever get to the red zone, then you might have to make those calls.
Well, we're in the green zone down here in Florida. We don't really care what the hell they do.
Well, exactly. And by the way, somebody needs to explain to Dr. Fauci, you know, like he's 5 years old or something, that nobody is going to go back and accept mask mandates because we have so much information that these don't really do what they said that they were going to do. And yes, it
keeps
an individual. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Can't do it. Sorry. Yeah. Can't do it. We'll have to wait till after the top of the hour. But I am going to play Dr. Fauci and something that he said.
Right.
Famous
now,
last
yes.
words about.
You should not be walking around with masks.
See, did you hear that right now?
I should not
be walking around with masks. Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up. We got a big time snowstorm up there in the Northwest. Going to drop down along I-80 here this week.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
was jealous again. I'll tell you what, Kyle, I can't get enough of that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it goes back to 1990, I think.
Yep, I was one of their older ones, and when they were just getting started, and they really had a sound that's really kind of stuck with it. All right, well, folks, we've got a very strong storm system that's going to impact the continental northern part of the United States through the upcoming week for a couple of days, maybe 3 days. But right now, if you're coming across I-90 and you're traveling over into Montana, or even the Dakotas, you are going to be in a major snowstorm, especially in Montana. You are also going to be in it if you're going up over the top, coming out of 84 or even I-80. You're going to have a developing system there. And then, if that's not bad enough, in the Midwest tonight, we've got a whole bunch of severe thunderstorms and might have a tornado or two mixed in with these puppies. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, you're right. We want to build on what you were saying right there. And, of course, we are looking at this this storm that we talked about last week, of course, that was going to be making its way into the Pacific Northwest, and it certainly is. We're looking at forecasts all over the Pacific Northwest, all through Montana, as you mentioned, down into Colorado, down into Utah as well, in Wyoming, of course, all through Oregon and Washington State, and even dipping down into Northern California. In fact, right now, Donner Pass is at 31 degrees and snow, of course, for Monday. If you're in the Portland, Oregon area, you've got a lot of heavy weather that's right there right now. You definitely on the radar map here. We've got rain, we've got sleet, we've also got snow in the area there. And certainly for your Monday morning commute, you're definitely going to have some pretty severe winter weather. And down south in Oregon at the California border near Medford, we've also got a lot of rain in that area. So if you're coming up Interstate 5 from Northern California up through Medford, a little bit south of Eugene, you've got a lot of rain, but you're going to get right back into it north of Eugene as you're heading up Interstate 5. Also, of course, we have severe weather, winter weather, I should say, warnings all through the Pacific Northwest. So wherever you are, you're going to have either the winter storm. You've also got a lot of high wind warnings, so high-profile vehicles. Be very, very careful. And we'll continue more with next hour as well.
Yeah, now we do have, let's get out in front of the Montana thing in North and South Dakota. You've got a winter storm watch because this system is definitely moving across I-94, I-90, so you're going to get it. It's not a fact you're going to miss it. You are going to get it. Now, I-80, you are going to see a lot of activity coming out of Utah into Wyoming, as well as west right now of I-25, where there's a winter storm watching all the mountain passes west of I-25 going out of Denver, going out of Boulder and Colorado Springs. So there you go. Now, coming on down the line, in the middle part of the country, we've got a lot of high wind going on, but we've got the cold meeting the warm in Oklahoma, and that's never good because right along I-40 and along I-44, going up Oklahoma way over into Arkansas and Missouri, the northwestern part of Arkansas, which would be Fort Smith, and then Missouri, Joplin, Springfield, and over towards Fort Leonard Wood, you've got a severe storm path right there, warning, and there's a couple of tornado warnings and watches up in there, too. So this is going to be a rough night for you guys and gals. Keep the weather radio on. If you're listening to me in that area, keep the weather radio on. Do not turn it off. And then down in Texas, I-20, I-30, let's see, I-35, north-south coming out of the Metroplex up to the Oklahoma line. You've got some very unsettled weather conditions there with some windy conditions. You've got some wind along the Gulf of Mexico over towards New Orleans from down towards Brownsville right now. And then we do have some cold weather up to tell you about up in the Virginia Mountains and just west of D.C., over into Maryland, over into southeastern Pennsylvania, where we're going to have some temperatures at or below freezing tonight up there. So that's what we're looking at, Kyle. And this is going to be a really rugged week for a few days. Now, I did neglect one area, and I know the people in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan will be mad at me, but you have a winter storm warning for the Upper Peninsula of Michigan up above Wisconsin. And then you have a freeze warning, hard freeze warning right now for what is appearing up there around Duluth, Minnesota. I'm going to take a caller real quick here and see, this may be weather related. Let's see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Iron Mike from Tampa. As you know, this will be interesting for the professor.
But well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're talking weather right now, so what are you talking?
The Canadian-U.S. border, how tight it is.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to. Anyway, the U.S. Customs, Border Patrol, St. Clair County Sheriff's, RCMP, Canadian Coast Guard, U.S. Coast Guard, OPP, the Provincial Police, and they have seven towers on that river, on the St. Clair River, which is about 25 miles long.
Right.
And they have Border Patrol watches everywhere. This is night and day. And I had the 800 number, and I've called in a couple times because there was an Indian that brought him over in a 20-foot aluminum John boat with a 300-horsepower Mercury. And he would bring them in. They get a big bucks for it, but that's all been stopped. And they watch that. And what I don't understand and is how they're spending so much money on that border, and they have what the universal jurisdiction.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to let you go because we're going to run out of time here. So why don't you call me back after the top of the hour? We'll continue the conversation, please, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Kyle, we got to tell everybody that this part of the program is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, so go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. The Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report every night here on the program. And, folks, when you go to the Pilot or Flying J, you want to make sure you do this very thing. You want to join the Drivers Club because you want to start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. And especially these days, as fuel prices have skyrocketed, every little bit helps, and you'll get great rewards and other deals by joining the Drivers Club. Simply use the My Rewards Plus app that you can download from their website, pilotflyingj.com, all one word, pilotflyingj.com. And pro drivers, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with just 2 points with the other guys. You won't be sorry. Pilotflyingj.com, plus the amenities that they have for our trucker friends, it's really absolutely out of this world. So once again, pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, we've got to let everybody know that we are definitely, and by the way, let's see here, West Coast, let's see, Portland. It's snowing here in Hillsboro, west of Portland, this very moment. Okay, so they're getting snow in Oregon right along the coast right now.
That's right. Yep.
Just got that from Bill up there, Hillsboro, Oregon. Okay, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise across the overnight radio airwaves. Lots more coming your way right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.